Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. First off, congratulations. You've made it to Friday. We've got a cold weekend ahead. We're checking the weather here in about 10, 15 minutes. We're going to analyze the hog and cattle markets here coming up, domestic and export. Topping our farm news this morning, Reuters is reporting that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will announce today plans to expand sales of higher ethanol blends of gasoline this summer. Measure would lengthen the period during which Americans can keep buying E15 from June 1st to September 15th. The EPA did not respond to a request for comment. The announcement comes after a push from lawmakers, including South Dakota Senator John Thune and Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, who argued in a letter to President Biden that allowing the expanded sales of E15 would increase energy security during unrest in Ukraine and the Middle East. It also comes after Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn introduced the year-round E15 Act that would allow the 8 states that'll have year-round E15 in 2025 to have it this year, too. The bill would extend the Reed Vapor Pressure Volatility Waiver to ethanol blends above 10% to allow for year-round E15 sales in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Well, as you are sticking sugar beet seeds in the ground, looks like you're not alone. California growers have started their harvest. Sugarcane producers in southern states are finishing their harvest. And USDA forecasting a near record 9.2 million tons of sugar will be produced in the U.S. this year, meeting about 74% of U.S. demand with domestically produced supplies. That would make America the 5th largest sugar producer in the world. Dr. Rob Johansson, Director of Economics and Policy Analysis at the American Sugar Alliance, says, despite the new and existing challenges, the forecast is bright for American sugar production as long as the farmer's safety net is strengthened. And, of course, weather cooperates. The director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network and the state climatologist Daryl Richeson says should be an average growing season when it comes to moisture.
Well, in all my talks this winter, you know, for the core of summer, June, July, and August, I had western North Dakota generally drier than average. The eastern part of North Dakota into northwestern Minnesota had a little bit closer to average precipitation.
Daryl says moisture for planting is...
So I really don't think moisture is going to be a concern for too many areas as we get into more hardcore planting here in the upcoming few weeks.
With a half to three quarters of an inch of rain recently and another one possible in about a week. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning markets.